Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday evening. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, growing demand for Jewish collectibles and infectious disease super spreaders. It turns out the vast majority of illnesses are spread by a fairly small minority.
Roughly 20% of people are usually responsible for the spread of 80% of infectious disease or illness.
Sumathi Reddy wrote in the Wall Street Journal that scientists working to figure out why are finding evidence that differences in our immune systems might be behind the phenomenon. Reddy adds there are basically three factors that can contribute to an outbreak of an illness.
The environment, daycares and schools obviously spread more viruses than more open spaces. The actual pathogen, the bacteria or the virus, and how virulent it is. And the third is one's individual immune system.
As we continue, many Jews are shelling out big bucks to acquire artifacts reflecting their heritage.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
There is a booming market commanding big money for Judaica, which is essentially Jewish art and antique.
When you think about it, it probably is not such a surprise in that a lot of this stuff did not survive World War II.
Charles Passy reported on Dow Jones Market Watch that current demand has made menorahs a hot collectible. And there was a Torah that went for several million dollars this year.
The Rothschild family had an ornate ark that went for a little over $1 million just last week. So there are all these examples out there.
According to one dealer Passy spoke with, the buyers think it's an important part of their faith. And they also feel there is real investment value.
For the good stuff, for the really valuable stuff, he said prices have basically doubled over the last decade.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.